Well, hello, Shackley family. This is Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken from just outside the Windy City, Chicago, Illinois, and I want to welcome you to our weekly Fast Track conference call. This is a place for everyone in the field to join together each week to hear from top leaders and new up-and-coming Fast Trackers with a consistent message of how you and your team can become directors and, of course, develop other Shackley directors. When you do this, you're going to build dynamic organizations leading to executive coordinator and ultimately presidential master coordinator, which is Shackley's top rank. Now, our goal is to help narrow the gap between the time when you enroll as a gold ambassador and then the time you become a director. And we're committed to helping you reach your goals and dreams in a timeline that truly meets your expectations. That's why we're here with you every single week. Now, we have a very exciting call today with someone who is a legend in the Shackley field. This person truly changed the course of my life when I first heard him speak in January of 2000. Since that time, I've had the honor and pleasure of picking his brain on occasion, and I can't wait to do so again today. This speaker is none other than Presidential Master Coordinator Gary Burke. Welcome, Gary.
Well, thanks, Jennifer. Appreciate your comments and introduction there. That's very nice of you.
Well, I love working with you, and I can't wait to get into it with you again today. You know, Gary, you know how to build organizations, and over the years, I've had the pleasure of hearing your story many, many times on how you get started. Every time I hear it, I take lots of notes because I learn something new each time, and it really resonates with me, and it always gives me that hope of what I'm going to build in the future. So do you mind just sharing for a few minutes about your Shackley story, about how you got started with everyone?
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you. Well, basically, I was sponsored on May 1st, 1970. Now, that's a long time ago, and Faye and I are in our 40th year, so come this spring, we'll have completed our 40th year in Shackley. And we qualified as sales leaders in the month of December. So December is always kind of an interesting month for me because, you know, people say different things. Well, December is this and that, and it's a slow month. Well, it's not a slow month. December is really a reflection of a person's October and November efforts. That's really how that works. So that was kind of when we qualified. And one thing that I learned early, just from watching the master coordinators in Minneapolis during that time when we got started, very simply was some people viewed the business differently. Some people viewed it as a product business. Some people viewed it as an environmental business. And, of course, today some people view it as a green business and a helping people business. And my view is it's a people business. And how you view it, of course, is how you'll teach it, and how you view it is how a person works it. So what we decided to do very simply after finding out that it was true about the earning opportunity, the company, the products, and that people actually did earn good incomes, our decision really was very simple, especially my decision. My decision was, for me, this was going to be a people business, and I felt it was a teaching and coaching business, which I enjoy doing. So I've approached it that way all these years. And, of course, the goal, and this came as a result of listening to the people, the leaders in Minneapolis when we got started, the goal that I really set was I wanted to have a large organization, which meant that, number one, what I had to do is I had to learn how to build an organization, our own team, so that's what we did, and then I wanted to learn how to teach other people to do it, and that's what we focused on all these years. And that's our view. It's a teaching, coaching business. It's a people business, which is the part that I really enjoy, and it's a director development business. So with that was our view, that was how we spent our time. We spent our time looking for people that wanted something different because basically when I came in, I was looking for a new future. I'm a former teacher, educator, coach, and I was in the corporate world for a while. That was clear that that wasn't going to work with me. And when I found Shackley, you know, it just clicked, if you will. And I went to work, basically. And I know that's one thing that you've done such an incredible job of is your work ethic. And that's what I think we had. We just went out to work, and we went out to find people that wanted something different. Because I say it that way because that's what I wanted. I wanted something different. And I wanted everything that Shackley offered. So we thought the answer was, okay, number one, okay, let's build an organization. Let's build our own personal group and get our volume up so we know how to do that. And then we're going to, you know, find people and teach them as best we can how to do the same thing. And we've been very fortunate to have some incredible people come into our downline. Just incredible. So And just as a side note, we have about 127 sales leaders on our monthly recap, and our monthly volume, I think, is about 550,000 BGV. So things are working well, Jennifer. Things are working very well.
I would say so, Gary. And gosh, that's exciting. I wrote down 127 sales leaders. That's a good goal to have. You know, I agree with you 100% that this is a people business, and I probably learned that from you. And for me, it's so exciting to go out and share what Shackley offers and to see people catch on fire and get excited about this opportunity. And I'm out there every single day looking for people who want this business as much as I do and who are really willing to get in the trenches and work. So you said a couple of things that really just resonated there with me. Now, let's talk a little bit about Fast Track. That's what this call is about, you know, Fast Track growth and this new exciting program that Shackley has. How do you view Fast Track in terms of recruiting and bringing new business partners on board?
Okay, great question. And I guess I'd have to start by saying when I first saw it, the first thing that popped in my mind is that's absolutely the best recruiting tool I've ever seen in the time we've been in the business. Mm-hmm. No question about it. I've never seen a tool like this that where we have the opportunity to sit down and show people something as far as how something can literally change their life very quickly. That was my first thought. I would have loved to have something like that to recruit with when we were really recruiting, where I was doing 5, 6, 7 appointments a week and showing the earning opportunity, doing meetings, where I could have shown people as far as here's something you can have by getting started and you're working hard, and in 15 months you can build a foundation that can change your life. So, but basically, my view is it gives a person a track to run on. It's very clear, it's very simple, it's all laid out of exactly what has to happen over a period of 15 months. Every 3 months there are steps, and it's very doable, very achievable. I know that you agree with that. The other thing, it's paying a person or a couple or whoever to build a foundation for their business. It's paying a person to do what we should be doing anyway, and that's building a foundation. And the other thought that comes to my mind, Fast Track, really, I think it's designed for people who want to work hard and to grow fast, out of the blocks. For example, if a person gets started in January 3rd, they don't start, their clock doesn't run till February 1. If they start today in February or December 14th, their clock doesn't start till January 1st. So there's a little cushion there for, as far as the learning curve. But it is designed for people who really want to grow fast, and that what that means basically for new people coming in or someone that wants to grow, as far as my view is, there's two things that always has to happen with new goals, and that's new thinking and new behavior. So, you know, when I look at that as far as what Fast Track is, it's the best recruiting tool I've ever seen. I'd have loved to have worked with it as far as being able to achieve that by ourselves. And by the way, what Faye did is Faye went back and looked at our records, and she has a record from the first month of everything that we did right to the dollar, right to the penny.
Mm-hmm.
And in our 15th month, we had 20,000 BG, what they call BGV today. And of course, that would translate into much more than 25,000 today. So we would have done it. I think it's the incentive, especially to help people build a foundation. That's probably the strongest thing. And then just to kind of wind down here, how I view the business, and of course Fast Track, is this is a director development business. And the focus or intent of Fast Track, of course, is to accomplish exactly that. And that's what it's all about. It's about giving people something to work for where they might work a little bit harder than maybe they planned on for just a very short time, because that's going to build them a foundation that's absolutely incredible, you know, for their future.
I agree. And, you know, with this economy, we've had so many folks who have been laid off from jobs, and they're looking for a career income, and we have it on a silver platter. You just hand it to them and say, here's what you have to do. And I've been really excited by the people in my organization who have jumped on the Fast Track and who are working their businesses, and we've got a number of folks who have met the first requirement. They're in their director qualification right now and working on senior director, and it's just exciting the growth that it brings.
Now, are you recruiting with that, Jennifer? Now, this sounds like an oxymoron question, but when you sit down with someone, are you showing them the entire plan for Fast Track for them?
Absolutely. I did a business appointment on Saturday, and that was what we were talking about. She has a job that she wants out of, and she's earning a career income. She needs a six-figure income, and so walking her through Fast Track was extremely appealing, and she decided to join our business because she had a track to walk on.
Well, what kind of responses do you hear from people like that? What kind of words do they use when they see Fast Track when you're explaining it to them?
Well, I'll just share with you the lady from Saturday because it's fresh in my mind. And the things that she was saying, she was relieved. She was a little nervous when she first sat down with me because she wasn't sure she could earn the income that she was looking for. And she saw with Fast Track that the income was there. It was exactly what she was looking for. And so relief was the big thing that she felt. She felt like she can actually do this and she can make the type of income she wants. And I thought that was exciting and powerful. Because of what's going on in the economy, there are a lot of people looking exactly for what we have to offer.
Right. And you mentioned earlier that you're doing something every day, which I know is accurate because of the work ethic you have. How many times a week or a month do you plan on showing it a certain number of times, or how many times do you show this a week?
You taught me to share it at least 3 times a week, Gary, and I always decided in the back of my head, I said, I'm going to beat that. I'm going to do a minimum of 3 times a week, and I'm going to try and go beyond that. And I would say at this point I'm sitting down with people at least 5 times a week and sharing the full picture.
Yeah. See, what I like about what you said is the minimum of 3. I've always believed that if we're going to be doing certain things, like our business is a people business, well, I always like minimums and maximums. You know, always you want to shoot, here's my minimum, which is what you mentioned, but I'm going to shoot for the maximum. A maximum is just higher and better, of course you get more results. Do you have any numbers as far as just the responses, as far as the people that say, you know, this is really something that I wasn't expecting, anything like that?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I think that's been the consistent theme since Fast Track came into the picture. I think people were always impressed with the Shackley Compensation Plan, and they were impressed with the company and the products and really what we were offering. But Fast Track added a whole new dimension because people now see it as a career opportunity right now. They don't have to wait. They don't have to build something over a lifetime. They have it in their hand right now, and that is what people are looking for.
Yeah, and the other thing I would guess, because I know you so well, and I've been blessed too, Jennifer, from meeting you and being able to talk with you over the years. It's been a true blessing. But one thing I know about yourself is, and I could talk just a little bit about it, you're not afraid to talk to people about money.
You're right.
That's a key factor.
Well, it is. If you're not out there sharing money and you're not, and sharing 1099s, I'm a big believer in sharing real money and what people are earning. If you don't share that with people, they don't know what to think. They don't know what's possible with this Shackley opportunity. And Gary, you're the one who taught me that. The very first time I heard you speak in January of 2000, you shared 1099s, and it showed real money that people were earning. And now that we have Fast Track, we show them the track to run on. We show true 1099s and income that people are earning, and it's powerful.
Yeah, it really is. It's just amazing. Yeah. Now, to just kind of end that, Fast Track to me, without question, is a prospecting tool like we've never had before. And if there's ever a time for a person to be thinking about not just sponsoring people, but recruiting people, because that's like a magnet. That's going to draw people in, I think, and that's what you've experienced.
Absolutely. And I want to bring up another point that you mentioned, because you said that this is a director development business, and it truly is. And the power with Fast Track, or one of the pieces that I think is really powerful, is that you obviously get to director in a short period of time. So you teach and train yourself. You build a directorship, and so you've taught and trained yourself how to get to that level. Once you've done that, you know how to teach someone else to do exactly what you've done. And so you go out and you teach people to become directors. You start building that business group volume over time, and you are suddenly an executive coordinator. When you do that in a 15-month period, that perfectly positions you for getting to that rank of master coordinator, because once you're an executive coordinator, you teach 3 people to do what you've done, and then you're a master coordinator. Do you have any comments on that, Gary? Because I think that's really exciting that we have a simple process, and you can show people on our compensation plan chart really what they're working for and how to make that happen.
Well, my only thought, Jennifer, as I listened to you go through that, is number one, you're right on the money, as far as I'm concerned. Number two, simplicity. As I've tried to teach our group for many years, simplicity attracts and complexity impresses. Our job is not to impress people as much as how do we attract people to an idea. And the idea is Shackley, the idea is health, the idea is income, the idea is rank. And, of course, if a person wants to go to the top, it's the master coordinator. And what you just outlined there very simply, verbally, was a view on getting the master coordinator. I couldn't agree with you more, right there.
Well, and you have a number of master coordinators on your team, and so obviously you've done this, and that's what I'm working to do, and I'm trying to make it simple. And I think that with Shackley adding Fast Track into our compensation plan, that it really has given us just so much more power because we're teaching people to get to the executive coordinator rank in a serious time period. But like you said, you're building that foundation that then sets you up perfectly to be a master coordinator.
Yeah, and I think just the concept of the foundation, to me, that's vital. Because let's say a person's in their 15th month or if they're whatever, and they've got this group of sales leaders. They'll probably have anywhere from 5 to 15, 20 sales leaders, which is very doable, very achievable in today's world. There's no doubt about that in my mind. The foundation, what that has potential, how to expand and multiply out with the same effort. You just keep working the business. Of course, you want to go out and get your 6, 8, or 10 first levels, but that's the foundation for an explosion at some point if a person keeps working the fundamentals.
I agree, and it's exciting. You just gave me the chill. That's exciting. Because I think that people will have that type of experience, and people are in momentum right now, and all of our listeners right now are people who are excited about this idea and this concept, and that's what they're working to achieve. So it does. It lays that foundation for a huge potential expansion. Well, Gary, I understand that you are going to be the featured speaker at the upcoming Future Masters event out at our home office in Pleasanton, and I'll be joining you there. And I'm just really excited to go and to learn from you. And I know that the first Future Masters event that I attended really put my business into massive momentum and really helped me clarify some key things. So do you have any thoughts about the Future Masters event and maybe some things that you'd like to share with the folks that are listening right now about it?
Absolutely. First of all, I think the Future Masters event is probably one of the better ideas that I think Angel's one who started that, Angel Torres, mainly because the group that's going to be out there, these are all people, executive coordinator and above. They already know how to do the business, but the goal is to get to the next level, to get to the higher rank, if you will. And I've done this before with that group, and it's a privilege to be there with them because they're all the futures. That's where the future is in those chairs sitting there. There'll be a couple hundred people there. Angel asked me to take part, and I'll be speaking 4 times, and I'll just kind of give you a little outline as far as what I'll be doing, what he's asked me to do. First of all, I believe there are certain keys that literally guarantee a person's success, and that's what I'm going to talk about in the first night on Thursday evening, is 1 or 2 keys for becoming a master coordinator. And that I really believe with all my heart. It's a very simple business. It's just a matter of 1 or 2 things, getting it lined up properly, where a person can just work and keep it simple, but put the effort in and go for it. So that's going to be the first thing. And then the second will be on Friday for myself, and that's talk about principles and standards. Because when I reflect back, one of the things that helped Faye and I more than anything else are concepts, principles, and the standards that we've set as far as how we view the business. And I want to talk about what some of those are, what the most important ones are. And then on Friday night, the Friday night dinner, Angel asked me an interesting, gave me an interesting assignment. He says, Gary, I want you to tell your story, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I thought about that, and I thought, after a while, after a few days, I sent Angel a message, and I said, Angel, that's going to be kind of a fun thing for me to do, to think back. But so I'm going to give a talk about our story, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I know what the good is, and I'll figure out the bad and the ugly. But I think that's going to be a lot of fun to do. Then on Saturday, my final contribution basically is just the basic fundamentals. Have a process, know your process. And, of course, one of the things that I know is everyone that comes out there, they already know. They know the reason they're there is because they've done it. They've gotten to executive coordinator, and I'm very, very aware of that. So I feel that part of it is my job is to just show them very simply that they already know what to do. It's just a matter of making some new decisions and going down the path, because you have to have confidence that you're working the right process. And that's probably what I'll talk about more than anything else, knowing that you know how to build, because I feel very comfortable. I don't mean this egotistically, but I feel I know exactly what to do if I want to grow our business, exactly what to do. And it's just a matter of how many times I want to do it. That's the question. So basically, that's a little overview of what I'll be doing out there.
Well, I'm excited to hear every single one of those topics. And I think, Gary, if you need some help with the ugly part, that Faye might be able to help you out there.
Yeah. Well, I'm interested in doing that. I think that's going to be one of the more fun things that I've done in a while.
I know. I'm excited to hear it.
Also, now you're going to be out there, and you're going to be talking about...
I'm going to be sharing about my view of True Infinity. I think that True Infinity is a huge piece of our compensation plan that when people really wrap their head around it and understand it, that's the power of building huge and deep. And I just want to make sure that people really understand that, and so I'm going to share my view on True Infinity. And I'm going to do that in two different segments, and so I'm doing it a little bit differently each time with a different slant. And then I'm also going to be talking about plan of action, developing a massive plan of action to getting to master coordinator. And I do a lot of planning. That's something that I talk a lot about within my organization. And I'm also going to be looking at that from a little bit of a different perspective, because when you work with your group, you have lots of time to do lots of different things with them. And so over the years, I've done a lot of different planning things with my organization, and I'm going to be bringing one of those pieces to the meeting in January. So I'm excited to be there with you.
Well, they've certainly asked the right person. That's all I can say.
Well, thank you.
It'll be fun to do. It'll be fun to be out there.
It really will be. And the dates of the event, just for those of you who are on the call who may not know, the dates are January 21st through the 23rd. Now, if you're an executive coordinator above, you've probably already received your invitation to the event, and you want to absolutely be there. So if you haven't registered yet, please, please, please get your registration in. If you are close to executive coordinator, you just don't want to miss this event, and I want to just challenge you to make December your best month ever so that you can be there in January as well. And I know that there's probably lots of folks on the call here who are not yet at the point where they're executive coordinator, and for those of you, I would just encourage you to put it on your goal board, because there is a Future Masters event every single January, and I have been to all of the ones that the company has put on, and I have to say, I come home energized, revived, motivated, and in massive momentum every single time. And so I just encourage all of you to get that on your goal board. And if you're in the position where you can go, absolutely go, because you will not. You won't be disappointed. They are awesome each and every time. Well, you know, Gary, there's a lot of us in the field who are working to build what you've built. And I just want to say thank you for everything that you've shared with us today. I actually was sitting here taking quite a few notes. I've got a whole page of notes here. So thank you very, very much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And hopefully it's these kind of calls will just inspire people and just to keep on keeping on. Basically, that's what we want people to do. You got to just keep on keeping on.
Well, I agree. And you know, it takes effort and commitment to be out there building our business, and it takes effort and commitment to be on these calls. And so I appreciate everybody who's on the call listening. Obviously, Gary, I appreciate your time and all your wisdom and expertise, because it was great information, and I think if people really listen and jotted down some notes, they'll have some food for thought this next week as they're out there building their business.
Oh, thanks, Jennifer, and I look forward to seeing you at the end of January.
Well, I look forward to seeing you then too, Gary.
Great.
And thank you all for being on this call today. You will want to invite your team for next week's call as well, where we'll have another exciting topic and guest speaker to share their expertise in building larger, stronger, more dynamic Shackley businesses than what you have today. So this is Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I encourage each of you to create an amazing Shackley Week. Goodbye.
The average annual income in 2008 for the business leader ranks ranged from $10,798 for directors to $580,573 for presidential master coordinators. Average annual income by rank is based on the average monthly form 1099-MISC, income for all U.S. business leaders who held the rank that month and added for the 12 months of 2008. The Fast Track career path is new, and so there are no average earnings for this additional income. Of course, results will vary with effort, and Shackley Corporation does not guarantee that any particular income will be achieved.